Well, we got the executive director of the Kentucky Horse Park with us, Laura Pruitt.
Hey. We're hanging out in big company today. That's what we're doing.
Wow. Yeah. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing fine. How is the horse park?
The horse park is great. We have had a fabulous Man of War season. The community involvement we had with folks wanting to be involved with our Man of War celebration, I think some of it filtered downtown where you saw the mural on the side of Village Idiot.
That was cool.
Yeah, Maker's Mark bottles from Mr. Samuels. Alltech did a special beer for us. So we're really learning that our community wants to be involved with the horse park other than coming out and just seeing horse shows or track meets or soccer. You know, there's much more to do at the horse park than just horses.
That's cruel.
You mean there's more than the Christmas lights?
There is more. That starts this week, but there is more.
No, that's
does
our
it
favorite.
Start this week?
Yes, sir, it does.
Our favorite family thing to do.
Well, we're
going to
have something called the Bluegrass Rockin' Rodeo. Tell us about the Bluegrass Rockin' Rodeo. What's that about?
So it is the horse park's first venture in owning and operating our first event. So a lot of folks don't know, but the horse park right now, we're just venue rental space. We have never owned and operated something for the horse park in the state of Kentucky. So we're so excited to kick off our inaugural and hopefully a legacy event for the park, Bluegrass Rocking Rodeo. This is a rodeo that has 90 competitors. It's a sanctioned International Professional Rodeo Association. This is the best of the best from this region of the United States and Canada. So all the nine disciplines, we've got folks that are competing for the finals that happen in January in Oklahoma City.
Wow, that's big.
It is big. And beyond a great rodeo, what we've done is for two nights, we have entertainment after the rodeo. Our first night, we have local Walker Montgomery, who I think everyone pretty much knows.
His daddy's a little bit important, Montgomery.
He's kind of well-known.
In his DNA, that boy can sing.
And we were very, very lucky that he wants to come out and perform. And then we're really excited about Saturday. We have an up-and-coming artist who has a top 20 hit, and his name is Walker Hayes. And he's on tour right now with Thomas Rhett and Kelsey Ballerini in the Unapologetic Tour, but he's taking time out of his schedule to come up and support us and perform for us on Saturday night.
Oh, cool.
So there have been other rodeos at the Kentucky Horse Park, but this is the horse park's first rodeo is what you're saying.
You
guys are hosting.
We're hosting
this one. So that is awesome.
I like to say it ain't my first rodeo, but it kind
of
is. But it is my first rodeo.
But when you come back next year,
it won't be my first rodeo. And, you know, I do want to thank, talking when I started about the community sponsorship, Dodge, Ram, the Boot Barn, Griffin Gate Marriott have all stepped up and wanted to be involved with this, too. So we couldn't do it without their help. And, you know, we're very appreciative to the folks in the community that want to help and be a part of this.
Really cool. How do we get tickets?
How do you get tickets? Well, you can get tickets online at kyhorsepark.com or walk-up tickets. Rodeo sales, it's usually a lot of walk-up tickets. They're $20 for Friday or Saturday, $30 for both nights.
That's cheap.
That is cheap.
And your kids would love both nights. Let me just tell you, if you're looking for something to do with your family, your family will have so much fun and have so much to talk about because there's you have something to see at all times. Rodeos are so active.
From a Texas girl.
Love rodeos. Yeah. They are so much fun.
Four children, Deidre. Kids 7 to 12 are $10 and then 6 and under are free. And she's exactly right. I mean, it is a great family event.
And you have dinner there. You're probably going to have vendors selling things.
We're going to have vendors.
You need a cowboy hat, you can get one out there, I bet.
And we're going to have
craft
beer, you know, and barbecue and cowboys.
Hello, cowboys. That's all. Ladies, let's just go. Let's just go.
Not these country western singers that put a hat on. These are cowboys.
These are real cowboys.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the real deal.
Oh, yeah, you can cheer them on.
Excellent. Well, it sounds great. Laura, I wish you great success.
Thank you.
Thanks for being in here with us.
Thanks a lot.